The actor Soumitra Chatterjee, one of Bengal's most celebrated actors and an iconic Indian actor, died at 85 in Kolkata yesterday after suffering a long illness because of coronavirus. A huge loss, not just to Bengal, but all of India. Joining us now, someone who's worked with him for decades, somebody who's considered Soumitra Chatterjee a friend, Aparna Sen. Thank you very much, ma'am, for being with us. What did you learn from him? You've acted in several films with Soumitra Chatterjee. What was that experience like?
Well, he had become a kind of a mentor, because one of the first things that I learned was that, even when you're acting, and we all have to act sometimes in mindless formula kind of films, but despite that, he always kept his head above water, and he always followed his many pursuits, intellectual pursuits like reading, like painting, like writing plays, acting in plays. He wrote poetry, he recited beautifully, he sang very well. He was a very multifaceted, multi-talented person. That was one. And also he actually taught me things like, I remember him telling me very early on, don't let the machines, like the camera and the microphones and the lights, come in the way of your acting.
Right.
One part of your brain has to be aware of them and see to it that, your voice is heard and your face is lit and you present the right angle to the camera. But another part of your brain has to forget them completely and emote spontaneously.
You've directed him as well in a couple of films. Was that daunting for you?
It was in the beginning.
Right.
A little, because he was such an icon, but we were very good friends also, and he respected me, I think, as a director. He used to keep teasing me, "Hey, big director, you never cast me, etc." And so when I did cast him in Paromita Ragdin, he was very, very cooperative, and whenever he did something, he didn't really have to be told anything, because he was very, very sensitive and very perceptive and understood the script and so on. But once in a while, I would go up to him and whisper quietly in his ear. And I would say, you've done it your way, but would you mind just doing it a little differently my way this time?
How did he respond to that?
He would always oblige. He would say, "Come on, you don't have to be so shy. You're the director." And, I wanted his hair to fall in a certain way on his forehead, but at that time I think he didn't have that much of it left, so it was not coming the way I wanted. And I remember him telling the makeup person that she's been wanting this for a long time, this is the vision she has, and you and I must together give the director her vision. Was very, very cognizant of the director's vision.
So,
having worked with Ray, he was, he was aware of the importance of the director in a film.
Did he, he never went to Bollywood. Was that a huge loss? Why did that transition, if you can use the word transition, never really happen?
I don't know if he actually wanted to go there at all. He was too much of a Bengali. He was a quintessential Bengali, and I think that was a great part of his appeal, that he was such a Bengali.
Right.
So completely rooted in Bengal, in the culture of Bengal, in the history of Bengal, and so on.
And yet, he's very much a son of India. The impact that he's left behind, the skills which he possessed, his
Absolutely.
Vision as an artist, transcends the language in which he acted and directed.
That doesn't matter. If you remember, Ray, made just, I think, one Hindi film in his life. But has that stopped him from becoming a universal director?
Hmm.
Because if you talk the language of humanity, then I don't think that matters. The language matters so much. Soumitra was like, how shall I put it? He was very much a Renaissance man, and he had a very sort of holistic vision. He did so many things, He just didn't act in films.
Right.
And he had a very liberal, left liberal kind of an attitude. And he was always ready to protest against any atrocities.
Sure. He's just such a fascinating, fascinating person. I remember meeting him as a child many, many years ago. I'd like to thank you so much for speaking about him.